Let's come back to the interview we ran yesterday between myself and the former finance minister, Sammy Wilson. It's been picked up, I see, by the newsletter. He was a bit cagey about his reply and it made the headlines in the paper today. Let's just have a listen. This is about his reply when I asked him, should I say, I should tell you what I asked him. I was asking him whether he would be interested in the leadership role of the DUP if and when Peter Robinson vacates it. Now, to be fair to Sammy Wilson, he said that Peter Robinson was secure. He said that Peter Robinson had no intention of leaving the party. But when I then asked him when Peter Robinson does leave, if Sammy would want the big job, let's just have a listen how this unfolded. But if you opt to stay on in the Assembly, here's the crack. It will fuel speculation that you're positioning yourself as the next leader of the DUP.
Well, I don't think there's a leadership vacancy. There's not likely to be a leadership vacancy, so I don't think that anybody can have any fuel fired on or poured on that particular fire.
Would you want it if Peter left?
Well, there's not a vacancy there at present.
That's what they were saying before Gordon Brown went.
Well, they were right. There was no vacancy there, so he continued on as leader.
You must have thought about it, Sammy. Is that a post that you would aspire to have at some time? I'm not suggesting you will oust Peter Robinson. I am not suggesting that. You won't. But if he voluntarily left, is it something that you have an ambition to do in your political career?
Well, I think that I would want to see, first of all, whether anybody wanted me for the post, Stephen.
So you're not ruling it out?
I would want to see whether people wanted me for the post. But there's no question at the moment Peter Robinson is secure. He is doing a superb job in leading the party. He is, and I mean, I think even this decision that he's made about replacing me is one which, I mean, I've known Peter now for what, 40 years. But, you know, it shows the kind of leadership qualities where he doesn't allow personal friendships to stand in the way of what he believes is good for the Assembly and good for the development of the party. The decision for him would have been said to me, Sammy, you're my mate, I'll keep you on in this position. The right decision was for him to say, we need, as a party, to develop talent. We need an Assembly to have a width of experience, and therefore I'm making this decision. And I think that shows, actually, the quality of the leader that he is.
If he's that good, do you think he'll stay on after the next Assembly elections?
I don't know. You need to ask him that question.
You must have asked him.
You need to ask him that question.
Have you asked him?
I don't think that I should be answering those kind of questions.
Have you discussed it?
For another individual. Since Stephen, I'm not even so sure what my position will be after the next election. You can hardly expect me to speculate on the position of somebody else.
All right. Sammy Wilson, thank you very much indeed. Thanks a lot, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the newsletter's political editor, Sam McBride, with us this morning. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the veteran pundit, the broadcaster, there's only one of him, Eamon Malley. Good morning, Mr. Malley.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
What do you make of what Wilson has said?
Well, let me put this in context. He was very generous to Peter Robinson. He gave no hostage to fortune. But at the same time, you give him every opportunity to categorically rule himself out, to say, I can say to you now, under no circumstances would I ever want to be leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. He didn't say it. He left the door hanging. So it's sort of swinging in the wind. So, yes, he is interested in the leadership, I'm quite sure, on the basis of what he said. He could have closed it down. He didn't close it down.
What is the word within political circles about Peter Robinson, Eamon? Are you hearing that he might want to go soon, might want to go within the next year or two? What are you hearing?
There's a lot of talk out there. There's ambiguity about his position. There is some traffic on Twitter now. There definitely is some
traffic on Twitter, to be fair, about anything and everything. That says
nothing. No, but there is in political circles some traffic on Twitter. Now, nobody known to me has been told specifically by Peter Robinson that he intends to go in October. I've heard all sorts of speculation, but nobody specifically told me that he will go in the autumn or anything like that. But I would say this, that Sammy's refusal to be categoric about not tilting at the leadership at some stage will just send a little message to somebody like Arlene, who is perceived to be the potential leader of the party.
Would you concur with that, Sam McBride?
I think that what Sammy Wilson has said here, in some ways, is a very small straw in the wind, but it's perhaps the first straw in the wind, because up until now, I don't think there's anyone who's maybe been asked the question, because Peter Robinson has been so secure. He has made clear that he wants to go on for the foreseeable future. But Sammy Wilson being asked about this, picking his words very carefully, being exceptionally loyal to someone who he is pretty close to within the DUP, but at the same time, opening up the possibility that he could lead the party, I mean, that 5-6 years ago would have been probably pretty unthinkable, but in his role as finance minister, he's moved from being a larger-than-life figure of fun at times to being seen as a fairly serious operator. He still has that sort of Boris Johnson side to him, where he can has the entire chamber roaring in laughter, but he's also respected, I think, in a way that means that he is now seen as one of the serious challengers, if not the serious challenger for the leadership once Peter Robinson stands aside. But having said that, it's entirely contingent on when Peter Robinson decides to go. If Peter Robinson remains for another 5 years or something like that,
is that conceivable? Another 5 years of Peter Robinson as the leader of the DUP?
No, I think it's probably unlikely. But if that was to be the case, I think it would be less likely that someone like Sammy Wilson would succeed. I think someone like Arlene Foster, someone who's younger, someone who's maybe fresher into the party, would be more likely at that stage. But if it was to happen quite quickly, I think that Sammy Wilson and Arlene Foster would probably be the front runners. And in some ways, I mean, parties don't like speculation about this sort of thing for obvious reason. It can be quite destabilising. But once we get to the point where Peter Robinson has said that, or had said in the past, that at 65, which is going to be in December when he's 65, that he would have thought of stepping down, I think this is going to just intensify.
Of course, the one man that hasn't been mentioned by either of the two of you so far, Eamon Malley, is a deputy leader of the DUP, Nigel Dodds. Would he be in the running?
Well, you see, he has actually choked to date almost on those big issues, you know. He hasn't really made the big break. When Ian Paisley left the scene, Nigel Dodds didn't make the break. Now, just an interesting observation about Sammy. You're the darling of your channel, of your programme, Mr. Nolan, for long, many a day, has been Radio Gregory. But the darling of your programme for the last 3-4 months, which I've been observing, has been one Sammy Wilson. Now, isn't that rather interesting? Sammy Wilson has been on your show every time I turned it on in the morning for months now. This is the resident Sammy. This is the Sammy who shut down certain media channels and would have no communications with them for nearly a year. And here he was, and here he has been regularly. Now, I'd add something else to it. Sammy relieved.
To be fair to him, we were asking him to come on. To be fair to him, he wasn't
very generous. He was very generous to Peter Robinson, and he didn't give any hostage to fortune. But politics is a funny old game, and I tell you one thing: Sammy is no longer the Minister for Finance. He has all the time in the world now to build his foundations in the party. He can engage in what Charlie Hoy once described as the rubber chicken circuit, big time. He can do all the dinners now. He can go out the country and meet all the party faithful to consolidate himself if he wants to run for the leadership.
If you're both right and the front runners would be either Arlene Foster or Sammy Wilson, two very, very different propositions there.
Well, Arlene is a blow-in per se. She was an Ulster Unionist Party member. And the big question is, would the party espouse her? Now, when Peter Robinson had his domestic difficulties, if you recall, he stood down for 6 weeks and he was back much more quickly than that. But Arlene was his chosen figure to deputise for him in that situation. So clearly, Peter has a lot of time for Arlene, and that was rather significant that he opted to introduce her at that point in time.
And Sam McBride, what way does it work? Would Peter Robinson have a very firm hand on who would replace him as leader if or when he decided to go?
That would be entirely down to the circumstances of his leaving. I mean, when it came to Ian Paisley leaving, the circumstances were such that really, I think he probably had very little real influence in that. He had been manoeuvred out of the way, really, by some of his colleagues. colleagues, if he leaves from a position of strength where he is almost endorsing his successor, yes, absolutely. But very often leaders are ousted in circumstances where really they've got very little to say. I think it's a difficult balancing act for any of the candidates to try to manage here, because on the one hand, they're trying to make sure that people know that they are contenders and that they would be interested and that they are up for the job. At the same time, they don't want to appear to be disloyal, and I think that's a very difficult thing. Nigel Dodds has really given no indication, I don't think, certainly publicly, that he would have any sort of desire to take the job. Sammy Wilson giving a hint here will perhaps spur others to very discreetly say to maybe close colleagues or even publicly that they would, in the right circumstances, and perhaps years down the line, they would be interested.
Final question to each of you. Call it. Sam McBride.
I think at the moment, if it was to be now, I think Sammy Wilson is the favourite.
Eamon Malley?
Let me say one thing. I wouldn't rule out anything in terms of decision making by Peter Robertson. I wouldn't be surprised if he said in autumn, "I'm getting out, I've had enough of this." Now, I would think Sammy would get it over Arlene. Jeffrey, we didn't mention Jeffrey. Jeffrey could be tilting at the windmills as well.
Jeffrey Donaldson.
Yes.
But if you were to call it today, who would you call?
I would think that in terms of seniority, in terms of experience, in some terms of longevity in the party, Sammy would be the leader.
Okay. Eamon Malley, Sam McBride, thank you very much indeed.